A very special guest this week on Loudwire. It is Rob Zombie, rock star, filmmaker. Hello, sir, and thank you for being part of the program this week.
No problem. No problem.
You have some big things on the horizon, the first of which I got to ask you about, and I'm very excited about, as are, I think, all Rob Zombie fans, is the movie Lords of Salem. It had its premiere at the Toronto Film Festival. Apparently scary as hell, as you tend to make some of your movies. Give us a little bit of the background. I know you were at a wedding in Massachusetts, and you got interested in the Salem lore. Maybe you can give me a little background from there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I grew up in Massachusetts, so I was always very aware of the Salem witch trials. And even as a little kid, you know, sometimes the class field trip would be to go to Salem. And, you know, they would have reenactments of the witch trials and, you know, lovely things like this for the kids to watch. So I was always well aware of it. You know, all the wax museums in the area would always have, you know, witch trial, you know, displays and things. But I hadn't really thought about it in a long, long time. And, you know, about 7 years ago, yeah, I went to a wedding in Massachusetts and was just bored. And I was in the hotel lobby in the gift store, and I bought a book about Salem witch trials just to, you know, just to read it and kill time. And it just got me thinking about it, you know, and I just came up with this idea for the film. You know, a very rough idea, and kind of jotted down a few notes, just forgot all about it. And then, you know, about 7 years later, just the opportunity came up to make a film, and but the only stipulation was, you know, the, I mean, the budget was part of the stipulation, but they just wanted something with a sort of a supernatural edge. And I remembered this idea, and that's how I sort of dug it out of, you know, mothballs and brought it out and started working on it. And, yeah, no, the movie's done. We had its premiere, like, in Toronto last week at the Toronto Film Festival, and it was fantastic. And I don't know exactly when it's coming out. I actually have a meeting with Anchor Bay, the company that purchased the film, about the release date and everything. So I don't know it today, but I will probably know it tomorrow. So, unfortunately, I can't tell you.
That screws my next question. But anyway.
Okay, well.
We'll find out soon enough, right? I can't wait for that. Is it going to be, you said supernatural now. Is it going to be maybe less visceral than some of your previous films?
It's more psychological. It's not like a violent, bloody movie. That wasn't really what I wanted to do. I wanted to do something that was more like, it's a very long, slow descent of a movie. And by the end, it's, you know, it's just a weird, disturbing, you know, mind-altering trip, put it that way. And a very different type of movie. But, you know, the goal, and I don't want to keep doing the same thing over and over. That seems crazy, but I'm very excited, but I can't wait. I mean, I know it's a very polarizing film too, which I find really, really, really cool, where I know some people are just going to love it to death. It'll be their favorite movie, and other people will just be like, what the hell was that all about?
Well, you're certainly no stranger to that, I would say.
And pretty much everything I've ever done has had a reaction, and I really don't expect anything else to happen, or would I want anything else to happen. I think if I actually made something that everyone could agree on, I would feel as if I had somehow failed.
I was going to say, if you were looking for approval, you probably wouldn't launch a co-headlining tour with Marilyn Manson.
No, I mean, it's always been like that. I never look for approval from anybody because times change and critics change and everything changes. I mean, I remember White Zombie, which, you know, now everybody likes to talk about very favorably, that band and how great the records were and how great the band was. But I remember on our Geffen release, the first review we got, and I remember it clearly, it was in this magazine called Alternative Press, and the review started off by saying, this is the worst band ever.
Oh, my.
And then the review went downhill from there. So, yeah. But now everyone, you know, oh, classic record, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing. So, yeah, now I don't give a crap. And the tour with Manson is going to be phenomenal. I say, you know, I like touring with other artists who I feel that our audiences are similar.
Sure.
For a really great night, because, you know, it's hard to do that. I had that experience with Alice Cooper, but sometimes you tour bands, you can tell, you know, their fans don't like you, and your fans don't like them, and, it's better when everybody's there for the same reason.
A couple weeks ago, I had a chance to talk to John Five. And of course, we talked about the soundtrack to The Lords of Salem, which I know he worked on. And we talked a little bit about the next Rob Zombie album. Can you give us a little clue as to when we might be hearing some of that music?
Well, probably not till after Christmas. That's probably when we'll release it. The record's done. I mean, the recording's done. We're actually mixing it now. So in about another week, the record will be 100% finished. And, you know, for what it's worth, I mean, everybody says this, but I really think it's our best record ever. you know, you struggle at times writing songs, and other times you feel very inspired. This was a very inspired record, and I think it's the perfect combination of what I've done on my own and what White Zombie had done in the past combined. And I played it for the few people that have heard it, had that reaction. My wife is very honest when I play her music. She won't say something's good. If she doesn't like it, she'll just go, "That sucks." She's very honest, which is good. But, she's been there for everything. You know, she was on the White Zombie tours. She's been to more, the only person who's been to more shows of mine than her is me. And she heard it the first time. She's like, that was exactly her response. She thought it was like, wow, that seemed like the best of the old days mixed with the best of the new days. So, I'm excited for people to hear it.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait. We're talking to Rob Zombie here on Loudwire. I looked you up on imdb.com. I didn't realize Lords of Salem, in one fashion or another, counting documentaries and TV, is your 10th film.
Well, it's actually...
It's
my sixth feature film.
Right, I was counting...
I'm not counting television shows and things like that, but it's my sixth full-length movie.
CSI Miami, I did not know you directed an episode of that.
Yeah, I did that a couple years ago.
And a TV movie, too.
No, I never did a TV movie.
Well, they got you down wrong, then.
I don't know.
That might be my mistake.
If it's on the internet, it doesn't really mean it's factually true anyway.
Boy, you got that right. You got that right. Have you thought about a lead? Are we too early to talk about maybe a lead single from the album? You said you're mixing it and stuff like that. And I would guess that you have that kind of creative control with your track record. Have you thought about which track might be the first one to look forward to?
It sort of fluctuates. I don't know. I mean, there's certain song. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's like it's sort of like when the record's new, every time you're working on a song, you think, this is the single. I don't know yet. I think it'll make itself apparent by the end. Yeah, no, I mean, I have total control. I mean, I've always had total control.
Sure.
No, I mean, nobody from the record company's even heard one note of music. I mean, they won't hear it until it's 100% finished, but they never do. I mean, the process I've always had. I mean, we don't even have an A&R guy. We never really did, even dating back. The A&R guy that signed White Zombie to Geffen got fired before the record ever came out, so we've pretty much been on my own the entire time in the business, so. I answer to no one.
That is the way to be. You have definitely earned that right, sir. And I thank you for taking time for Loudwire today. We're looking forward to the release of The Lords of Salem. You have a release date on that very soon, and we'll have that up at loudwire.com for everybody to see. A new album sometime after Christmas, maybe first part of the year. And the tour begins next week, right?
Yeah, we get 7 more rehearsals, and then we're on stage for real, so.
Awesome.
Getting nuts.
You have plenty of irons in the fire, and that's why I really appreciate you taking time to talk with us today, because I know you're a very busy man. And good luck with everything, man. Can't wait for all the new stuff. As always, you are you're a legend to everybody I know that rocks, and a lot of people are very envious of me today, I can tell you that.
Right on.
Rob, thank you so much for taking time. I appreciate it.
Sure, man.
Take care
of
yourself.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.